Recording in progress.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock. I will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, Jill?
Sure thing. Josh Short?
Here.
Chastity Mays?
Here.
Kelly Sullivan?
Here.
And then we have Tiffany Droji, which she said she was going to be out.
Okay, and we don't have any public comment.
Nope.
So let's look at approval of minutes from June 6, 2022, attachment 4.1. Those look like some good minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Chastity. Thank you, Kelly. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Sure thing. Josh Short?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Kelly Sullivan?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. We don't have any unfinished business this month, which is great. No. So let's go to new business. And so I'll just let you take the reins, Jill.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Okay, the first thing that I'm going to discuss today is performance appraisal process and introduction to TeamPlan. So I wanted to kind of give you guys an inside look on what our new performance appraisal process is going to look like. Since COVID, we have used Teams extremely heavily. So it only made sense to look for a performance appraisal application that actually worked directly with Teams. So okay. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. So give me just one moment. Let's see here. One second. Oh, and now my Teams. Okay. Hold on one. Share this. Okay. I'm going to share that. I got to go into Teams here. Okay. So there's a little apps button down here. And we've got TeamPlan right here on our application. So I'm going to open up TeamPlan. Give it one moment. Everybody can see that okay, where it says home, goals, tasks?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this is TeamPlan as it relates to me. So it shows that my manager is Leslie Bednar, and it shows my direct report as Heather Knowlton. And then
hold on, Jill. It is stuck on inbox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay, here, let me stop and let me start again. How's that? Better?
Much better.
Yeah, that's okay. Better.
Perfect. Sorry about that. I tend to have about 50 tabs open at times, mostly. So, okay, here's our TeamPlan app. This is an app directly associated with Teams. And as you can see here, it shows my manager, Leslie Bednar. It shows my direct reports, which currently I have Heather Knowlton as our HR assistant. And it goes into detail on goals. So I have goals that are created by me, my company goals, my team, and my group goals. I'm going to go ahead and share this little video because I think it's great to show the goals and how it reflects on this particular application. What we are doing is we are having goals set up by our company goal, so how each individual directly impacts our member libraries. We're going to have it on team goals, which are going to be associated with operational goals and meeting our operational plan needs. And then we're also going to have personal goals if somebody wishes to advance within IHLS, or maybe they want to learn a new skill, or maybe they want to learn something new as far as the applications that we use. Maybe they're not really great at checking emails and they want more information on how to do that. Just, it could be any individual goal. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this. Tell me if you can hear this okay. I'm gonna make it a little bit bigger.
Let's goal module. You can make your goals an OKR structure.
I can hear it.
Daily conversations, okay. As well as regular one-on-one meetings to keep everyone aligned without additional effort. Let's take a quick look at how you can use goals.
Oh, We lost. At least I lost it. I think.
On the home button in the menu on the left.
I still have it.
Okay.
Does everybody still have it?
Oh, okay. It does look like yours had shifted. Okay. I blinked and I'm like, oh, it's gone. Okay. Never mind. My bad.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Like, this is really good.
Overall progress of your team members in active goals if you are a people manager. When you click on progress, you will be directed to the user page where you can view the user's goals in more detail. To create a new goal, first click on the goals module in the left side menu and simply click the new goal button on the right side of the screen. Choose the owner of this goal and move to the goal type selection. In this section, you will see three options. These are individual, self-development, and company goals. Company goals are key for establishing the organization's priorities, aligning teams and employees' activities towards common objectives, and setting the company up for success. Therefore, company goals can be viewed by all company employees. After selecting the goal type, write the goal title and description. In this section, choose how you want to measure the goal progress. You can select these two options if the progress of the goal depends on other sub-goals or related tasks. You can add a parent goal from there if this goal related with a parent goal. Then, select the start and end date of the goal. If the goal you are about to create relates to a department or a project team, you can select and add these groups from this section. Finally, if you want the goal to remain private, you can click the private checkmark. Don't forget, private goals are only visible to the receiver, their managerial hierarchy, and your company's team flex administrators. Now, your goal is ready. You can click the Create button to send the goal. You can view the goals you've created in the Created by Me section of the Goals module. You can easily filter the goals with the buttons at the top. You can see the My Team button if you are a people manager. You can also filter your goals using the search bar and the status buttons below. Now, let's click on a goal to see it in more detail. Here, you can see the goal title, description, and progress update button. You can update your progress and change the status from there. At the bottom, you can view comments about the goal as well as progress updates. In the section on the right, you can see the goal's start and end date, related groups, parent goals, and related tasks. If you want to edit the goal, click on the ellipsis icon and select edit. If you have a scheduled one-on-one meeting with someone in your team, you can see his or her goals on the one-on-one page. To do this, go to the Team Flex home page. Select the one-on-one meeting you want to view and click on it. Scroll down the page and find the goals section on the right side. Here, you can see the overall progress and goals. You can easily see the goals while you are in a one-on-one meeting. While in a Teams meeting, you can add TeamFlex to your online meetings with a few simple clicks. After adding TeamFlex to your online meetings, you can see the goals owned by the other party while you are conducting your meeting. You can also create new goals using the chat and channel section of the Microsoft Teams app. For this, let's open the chat window with one of your colleagues. Find the TeamFlex icon among the icons under the new message bar and click on it. Then, click on the ellipsis icon, select New TeamFlex Goal. Follow the same steps. And click the Create button. The goal will appear in the chat. Now, you can send the goal by clicking the Send Message button. Thank you so much for watching, and see you in another video.
Okay, great. Let me escape out of that one. And then the next thing that we can kind of go into are the actual reviews. So if I had reviews about myself, my team,
and all reviews. I can view all of that here. As the HR director, I will be able to view everybody's reviews. So I can go into the different managers and see who's on track, who's not on track, who needs assistance with, you know, putting some data in or scheduling one-on-one meetings, because this is going to be a learning process. This is the first time we've implemented such a system. Currently, we just have an annual appraisal that just has a few criteria, 8 criteria, and they just submit it to me, you know, annually, and then during the employee's first 90 days. So another important thing with TeamFlex is the performance is managed on a quarterly basis. And this is going to help when it comes time to doing the annual appraisal, because we're not going to be thinking about, oh my goodness, 12 months back, well, what did we do in January and February? Or what did we do last, you know, July? All that information is going to be here. This is going to have feedback real time. It's going to be really essential in achieving our operational goals. I think that's what's most important. A lot of times what happens is those operational goals, that we think about them right now and we're thinking about them, and then 6 months later, we're going, oh my goodness, did we meet those goals? And there's nothing to keep us on track. This TeamFlex is going to keep everyone on track. It's going to have those operational goals pretty much in your face daily. And we're going to be able to see who's accomplishing them, who's not accomplishing them. So I think that's extremely important. So there's a little video on feedback I'll play that talks kind of about how to put the feedback into the TeamFlex system.
With TeamFlex feedback tool,
and I'll make it bigger so you can see.
Grow by giving constructive feedback or requesting feedback on their behalf if you are a people manager. Let's take a quick look at how you can use feedback on TeamFlex. First, let's click on the feedback button in the menu on the left. In this section, you can see the feedback given or received by you. If you are a people manager, you can also see the feedback received by your team members. To create new feedback, simply click the new feedback button on the right side of the screen. Click the give feedback button to give feedback and the ask for feedback button to request feedback. Then, write the name of the team member you want to send the feedback to and choose the feedback template you want to use. Next, fill out the feedback form. Finally, if you want your feedback to remain private, you can click the private check mark. Don't forget, private feedback will only be visible to the managerial hierarchy and your company's TeamFlex administrators. Your feedback is ready. You can click the submit button to send the feedback. You can view the feedback you have given in the given section of the feedback module. If you receive new feedback, you can also see this feedback in the activities section on the homepage of TeamFlex. If you want, you can also view the feedback given on the user page of specific users. To view feedbacks, select the user on the homepage of TeamFlex and click on it. Scroll down the page and find the feedback section. Here, you can see the feedback sent to this person. If you have a scheduled one-on-one meeting with someone in your team, you can see the feedback related to this one-on-one. To do this, go to the TeamFlex homepage. Select the one-on-one meeting you want to view and click on it. Scroll down the page and find the feedback section. Here, you can see the feedback related to this one-on-one, or you can create a new one with this button. You can also create new feedback using the chat and channel section of the Microsoft Teams app. For this, let's open the chat window with one of your colleagues. Find the TeamFlex icon among the icons under the new message bar and click on it. Then, click on the 3 dots in the tab and select New TeamFlex Feedback. Follow the same steps. And click the Submit button. Your feedback will appear in the chat. Now, you can send your feedback by clicking the Send Message button. Thank you so much for watching, and see you in another video.
All right. So that is just a little bit. Let me just go ahead and pause this. Get out of there.
With team blood feedback,
oh my goodness, do you
can
still
help
hear
your
that?
Colleagues
Sorry.
Grow by giving constructive feedback. Or
there we go. Sorry about that. It wouldn't stop. It just kept repeating. So that's just kind of a little preview about what Team Fleck is about. I think it's going to be a great enhancement to really focusing on accomplishing goals. I think that really needed to be a focus. But also, it's a great enhancement in that when we come up with our criteria for our performance appraisals, that we're focusing and aligning company values and company goals directly to each of the departments. So I think that's going to be really important in this process. We have developed a performance appraisal team that is looking over this information, coming up with ideas. We also have a goals worksheet for the managers to sit down one-on-one with employees, so that way they can develop goals together. And it's not just the manager saying, you need to do this, this, and this. They're creating goals together. They're trying to understand, you know, where does this employee feel, you know, they want to gain new skills? Do they want to be a manager? Or are they simply okay where they're at? Because some people may just be okay where they're at. And that's not a bad thing as long as they're meeting the requirements of the position. Does anybody have any questions for me regarding Team Fleck?
No, I think it's, at least I don't. It's a very, looks like a pretty good tool. I think my wife uses the same thing at their office because they use Teams and a lot of stuff, and she's got pretty good things to say about it. So I'm kind of familiar with it, but I think it's going to be good to keep track of those goals.
That's great to hear. Thank you. Thank you for that feedback. That's good. Okay, well, I can move on to item B in discussing library educational opportunities planned in the future here. So in our benefits administration process, we have a new EAP provider that is nationwide. And we had a cost savings last year or for this year, because our EAP comes free with the benefits that we have for 2022, and then if we continue them into 2023. So we originally had paid over $3,000 for an EAP, and now we've turned those savings into providing member libraries some more continuing education opportunities.
Oh, that's great.
And it's cheaper, so that's even better yet. So we're saving money as we're doing this. So our first course with our EAP provider is called Resilience in Times of Change, and that's going to be August 8th. So you can look in L2. You all can sign up for that course. It'll be a one-hour course from 10 to 11. If you sign up, you can't meet the 10 to 11 deadline on Monday, then you can absolutely watch the webinar at any time. There's no end date to that webinar. So as long as you sign up for it, that's the biggest thing we hear with the member libraries is, I signed up for it, but something came up and I couldn't attend it. Well, you know what? Now they can just go in and they can view it at their leisure and when they do have time to look at that. I've worked with Ellen directly. Her and I were working in just kind of determining what courses to offer. So we have a course on September 12th. That's Digital Distraction, Use Technology, Don't Let It Use You. On October 10th, we have Getting Fit at the Office for some tips on being healthy. November 14th, we have Getting Back on Track, Turning a Professional Mishap into Growth. So we've got some scheduled up until November, and then we'll go ahead and look at scheduling the 2023 courses as well with our EAP provider. So what we'd like to do is just every month be able to offer something to our member libraries that would help them. Mental health is such a big issue right now. So anything that they can turn to help them and assist them in their everyday lives as well as their work lives is definitely beneficial. Another exciting thing we have is the sexual harassment prevention training. So we know we are all required to do this annually. And we actually have a system that is provided through Gallagher, which is our workers' comp and our auto insurance carrier providers. And it's called a Gallagher. Now it's called Gallagher Step. And it is a free course that meets all of the qualifications for the Illinois Sexual Harassment Prevention Training.
Good.
So we are going to set this up for our member libraries. So all they will have to do is go into L2, give us their email address, tell us if they're a staff or a manager, and we'll be able to send the course directly to them. They will get a certification of completion, and that will meet the requirements for the Illinois state requirements. So that's extremely exciting because it's a free service that we offer our employees that we can pass along to our members. And it's free for the members, and they can take it at their leisure. And all they have to do is give us an email. It's a little bit of administration on our side, but you know what? It's no cost other than the administration of the program. So Ellen and I will be providing that information shortly because we want to really promote that to our member libraries because, you know, before you know it, everybody will be scrambling going, oh, I didn't do my sexual harassment training and it's November. So we want to make sure that we get to check that box off their list.
Yeah, I think that's great because I know there's going to be a lot of small libraries. That's going to be a big drain to have someone come in and do that training. So for us to offer, it's really great.
Yeah, it's exciting. Anytime we can offer something to the members and especially at no cost. And like you mentioned, you know, it's those small libraries sometimes that have that hard time in meeting those requirements because of their limited budgets and so forth. So the last thing I have to talk to you about is my role within the organization. So I have a very unique role in the organization. In fact, I say I have the best role in the organization because I'm not only the employer advocate, but I'm the employee advocate. So I get to see it from both sides and I get to do a lot of fun programs and administration from all sides. So I follow employees, we do the recruiting, we do the retention. So I follow employees from the time they come on board and in the event that they leave us from the time that they leave us. We are responsible in my department for a lot of new hire paperwork. There's a lot of requirements with new hire paperwork. From our reporting for new hire reporting to the state, for also our e-verify, which is the I-9 verifications on every single one of our employees, increasing exposure with job postings. We've done a lot of that recently and just utilizing systems. We're using Facebook more than ever. We're using LinkedIn more than ever. We've started using Amigos. Carly has their own job postings. A lot of those folks have their own job postings, and we're focusing on utilizing the free services and making sure that we're trying to save money so that way we can have more member benefits as well. So that's something that my department looks at closely is how can we save money and how can we provide the best benefit to recruit and retain top talent. So managing costs, I think we've done very well at managing costs before. Ads used to just run unlimited, and now I restrict them to, listen, we're going to do it in 5 days. If we don't get enough applicants, then we'll continue it. But right now, we're going to try to reduce those costs by limiting the time that we post on Indeed and utilizing those free subscription services and any free services that we have. A lot of times too, we send out posts to our employees and we have a employee referral program. So if an employee refers somebody and they make it 90 days, then they do get $100 for that. So I think that's a great benefit. We get our best employees from our already existing employees. So I think that's extremely important. I conduct exit interviews. I try to find out why people are leaving. We conduct benefits. So I'm involved in the process of benefit administration and also benefit bidding process, working directly with our brokers. I've done this for many years in many companies before in bidding and getting that information back, seeing what works for our employees, and then also what works for the cost, benefit analysis too. What can we provide our employees in order to attract and retain the best employees from that standpoint? So I'm involved in that process. I work with Rhonda, the finance director, as well. Her and I go out and we talk to the brokers and say, what can you do for us? You know, we need to make sure that we're offering the best benefits possible, because I think that is something that helps employees come to IHLS, because a lot of times they may be coming from a small library and they can't offer the benefits that we can offer. We have about 100 employees typically on average, so we can offer some really great benefits that somebody, that only has 5 employees cannot. So I think that's really important as far as attracting great employees and getting a good team of folks here at IHLS. So, I deal with aligning business objectives with human resources. A lot of people don't look at that as an HR function on a normal basis, but I'm always looking at how can we offer member library services? How can my team directly impact that? And how can we continue with education? And I ask a lot of questions. If you ask the leadership team, I'm always asking questions like, well, why do we do it this way? And I don't come from the library world. I come from a for-profit, industries typically. And to me, it's been very insightful to see how different of a nonprofit works versus a for-profit, because I'm always thinking about cost savings. How can we do costs? How can we increase things? How can we, with little cost? So I think that's extremely important. Continuing education. I'm responsible for continuing education for our employees, making sure that they're staying, up on, any current things that are in their particular profession as well. Legal issues. I'm the person that goes to our attorney if we have to, facilitate legal questions. The employee handbook is a great example of that, and just making sure that the employee handbook was legal and in compliance with all the laws, rules, and regulations. And then I'm a part of the leadership team and just analyzing what's working and what's not working for our company. And just making sure that we're always, being creative in how we can, attract people, retain people, and align our business objectives with the employees and having the employees understand. I think that's really important. If y'all were at the last board meeting, one of the things that was indicated on there as one of the not so greats was that a person did not understand how they fit within the organization. So, and that was disheartening to me, because I'm like, oh my goodness, we should all know how our jobs impact the organization as a whole. So I think with the performance appraisal process that we have going and having people understand what their role is in the organization and how they do impact member libraries, whether it be indirectly or directly, is extremely important. Does anybody have any questions for me? I know I'm just rattling on.
No, I mean, I will say you do a really great job. I think coming from the private sector, I think of, like, because I've worked federal government, I've worked at universities, I've worked for libraries. I haven't worked at a for-profit job in over a decade, and all I can think of is in Ghostbusters is when they're like, I've worked for the private sector, they expect results. So that is a helpful way to see it. If someone who's only worked for me, I've generally worked in nonprofit government agencies, so that's good to have someone with that insight. So I don't have anything else besides that.
Okay, well, thank you. Was there anything that you guys would like me to focus on, or like our team to look at, in the future?
I mean, I think we're doing a lot of what I've really wanted us to do. We're trying to find ways to offer more benefits to all of our staff. That's been the biggest thing for me, is to make us as marketable as we can be in a very competitive area, especially for Edwardsville, for positions. IMRF is amazing, and that's one of the best things we have going for us. That's all I've got.
I mean, I haven't been here very long, but I know when I saw you come in, you took control of that that employee handbook, and you did everything you needed to do. And I also like the performance appraisals. I think that's really necessary, and it lets people like work towards goals and know what it is their job is.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments about Jill's position? No? Okay. Is there any additional public comment?
Nope.
Any announcements? It's 5:30. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion that we adjourn.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll second it. Thank you, Chastity. Jill, can I have one more roll call, please?
Yep. Sure thing. Josh Short?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
And Kelly Sullivan?
Yes. Thank you.
Right. Nice and easy. All right. Thank you, everybody. Stay cool. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.